What does it mean to be a man? It's 2024, and people can either define what a woman is, but more importantly, what does it mean to be a man? You see the news every day. Some men, black men, like this guy, ended up slugging, pistol whipping, and shooting a fellow diner over a weird brawl over sauce. People are out of control. The blacks have always been out of control, but they're still out of control. And men don't know what it means to be great. Today, my guest is Jesse Lee Peterson from JLP. He's an amazing commentator, uplifter, and also, I would say, you know, he's a minister of God. We're going to get into a lot of topics today, including our opinion on Candace Owens, this Ben Shapiro stuff, what it means to be a beta, how we could be an alpha, and of course, discussing California conservatism and where we've been the last few years. It is approximately 10.05 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. This is Nightly Offensive. Let's start the show. All right, we are live. My guest today, Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm just going to bring him on here. Jesse, it's so nice to have you back on Slightly Offensive. How have you been, man?
Amazing. When they told me that you had invited me on, I was like, where have you been? I thought you were in Texas, and my engineer told me that you were in Australia. What are you doing over there?
Honestly, just hanging out with Aboriginals, huffing petrol in plastic bags. You know, we have different kind of black people here in Australia. Ours don't shoot people, but they do hit people with sticks.
Well, we have different kind over here. Our blacks are victims, and they're not able to help themselves. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you know, I do got to say, you know, I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment. I know you are too. But, yes. I mean, while I don't like that Australia took away a lot of guns, having blacks not have access to firearms is a net positive in Australia. It's definitely, would you agree, it's dangerous in the United States with the amount of guns that are owned by the black people in the communities?
Unfortunately, it's true and it's out of control. And I have been saying to the blacks for years now, you got to drop that anger. That if you don't drop that anger by overcoming your mothers and grandmothers, it's only going to get worse. And it has only gotten worse. It's unfortunate. And crime is, especially now, crime is absolutely out of control. Out of control. But I got to ask you this. Do you remember when we did that commercial together for the Father State, and you had this?
I had the blue wig on, and I had a crop top. My stomach was showing. That one?
Yeah, that was amazing.
You know, it actually is. I wanted to play this. You know, I was on your show. You've been on my show. And I feel like a lot has happened in the last few years, you know, with the Chinese virus, with blacks being out of control with BLM, Burn Loot Murder Group. Also, the gays started chopping kids' penises off. And it seems like everything kind of got turned upside down. Well, yeah. My producer was like, dude, weren't you on Jesse Lee? Didn't you guys have a show you guys did together more recently? And I was like, yeah, we did. So this was back in the old day, 3 years ago, exactly, we did a debate. And this is when we came up with the phrase California conservatism, which I got the shit roasted out of me for like 2 years over this. This was good. So check this out, guys. This is Jesse Lee and I 3 years ago. And we're going to talk about what's been going on in our lives and what's changed.
So which one of you are the far left liberal radical?
That's probably me. I'll take that hit.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I would say there's probably not a lot of far left radicals working for Blaze TV.
Amazing. And Elijah, do you consider yourself a Republican conservative or just conservative?
I would call myself a California conservative because in a lot of ways, I believe in conserving certain constitutional liberties. I believe in a very literal interpretation of the Constitution. But growing up 27 years in Los Angeles, I will say even Glenn Beck was surprised. He's like, you have transgender friends? And I said, yeah, I do.
And when you say you have transgender friends, do you hang out with them?
I used to in Los Angeles. I've even done some content with them.
What kind of content? Let's clear that up.
Well, there was one transgender named Dickini. That's Dickini. And they have the name Dickini because they wear a bikini made out of dicks.
Amazing.
So Jesse, question. Why didn't you tell me that I was that gay? I'm less. I think I'm less gay now. Still kind of a little bit on the side. Why didn't you tell me that I was being a beta? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think of you as being gay. I just thought maybe you were one of those very nice Christians, and that you didn't judge and you just kind of did your thing. But I don't know if I thought of it as that at the time. But I thought of it as beta, but not gay.
Well, you should have called me out. You should have. I think a lot of us have woken up in the last 3 years because, like, they tried to kill us, right? I mean, in the last 3 years, they unleashed a deadly virus on us, which they say came from bats. But, you know, but the evidence shows that it came from the Wuhan lab. But YouTube still says that that's objectively false. So let's talk about it, man. In the last 3 years, you're still out in Los Angeles, aren't you?
I am. I had originally I was going to move just before the Chinese virus thing happened. And we were going to move down to Florida. Well, no, we were going to originally buy a location here in L.A., Orange County, Culver City area. But then the Chinese virus happened while we were looking for a building to buy. And when the Chinese virus happened, everything shut down and we were not able to function. So we held off. And then once they said the Chinese virus was over, the economy went south. And this guy that's in there now took over. So we're just waiting until the great white hope is in there, Donald Trump. And then we're going to still move. I don't know exactly where at this point, but we're still going to get out of California. Because I have to honestly tell you, man, you wouldn't, unless you've been here recently, would not recognize California, especially the Los Angeles area and San Francisco and some other areas. It has gone to hell in a handbasket. You have drugs and crimes and violence. Homeless people everywhere, and the homeless people is mean. They are mean and nasty and evil, and they think they can park in front of your place, and the law is not going to do anything about it. And so it has gotten, just double worse. So we're eventually going to move. I just don't know where at this point.
Yeah, because no matter where you move in the country, you know, if you go to big cities, it's kind of gay or too black or too violent, which is a combo, or dirty, you know, like a lot of the cities out here too, they started importing Sudanese people and Muslims and stuff. And now we have all types of stabbings. I don't know. Did you see out here in Sydney, the Muslim guy that tried to kill the Orthodox bishop, Mari, try to stab him? Yeah, that was right here. So we have a problem. So why do you say I wouldn't recognize Los Angeles though? Because when I was there, like people would tell me, oh, you got to love the homeless people. And I go, no, there aren't homeless people in LA. Homeless people are like my friend if they got sick and didn't have, you know, workman's comp and lost their home. That's a homeless person. These are deviant, disgusting, degenerate transients. They are professional drug abusers and child abusers, and they're violent. And they'll throw hot poop on your face. Yeah. They do that to people.
Yeah. You know what has happened, though, is that the government here has made the homeless feel that they are entitled. And so they're giving them free homes, free phones, free food, money, and everything. Even the mayor, Karen Bass, announced the other day that she wanted, we've already spent thousands of our tax dollars on the homeless. But she announced the other day that she wants private sectors to give more money for the homeless. They were saying that they were going to put up a house, at least $460,000, I think, somewhere like that. And they spent all this money, and they were only able to house 255 people. So now she's coming back and asking for more money. So what they have deliberately done is to tell the homeless that they are victims. We're going to take care of you. We're going to make sure the law protects you. You can do whatever you want to other people's property and get away with it because the law is on your side. They even have now with these people, if you're renting out a house or apartment and it's empty, they have these people that can walk into your empty apartment or home. What are those people called? and they can live squatters, and they can stay there. I know, I personally know people who own homes who are dealing with this. The squatters can move in, and if you try to get them out, you call the cops. They're like, call the cops. The cops are not going to do anything. And so the cops will come, but they won't do anything. Now you have to go to court, spend your money to try to get them out of your home. That's how bad it is. And if you've been gone for at least 3 years or so, I don't think you're recognizing once you see it again.
You know what? I'm going to come back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to LA. We'll go walk the streets. We'll go do some filming. That's what we're going to do, because yeah, I want you to show it to me. And the way that I've noticed, the Black community hasn't been very happy with me recently. I used to think the Black community was nicer than they are, but they've gotten worse too. It's not good. And I don't mean all Black people, but the Black community, people that identify by their skin color, they've gotten more violent and more out of control, and they're spreading herpes and gonorrhea to each other at levels like we've never seen. It's really gross. I want to get into this real fast about LA with you. Before we jump into that, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors for today, which is Man's Edge by Neutronics Labs. Guys, we're talking today about the state of the world. And the reality is that our testosterone levels are dropping regularly. There's not a lot of ways that you can prevent testosterone from dropping except for changing your diet. You got to go to the gym. These are natural ways, but there are supplements you can take, like this IGF-1, which helps to naturally boost test levels and stabilize your testosterone levels. There's a solution for this. It has powerful ingredients like fenugreek, NO2, and of course the active ingredient IGF-1. Now, Man's Edge offers a whopping 40% increase in testosterone levels in subjects that use it. Right now, my producer has been a little beta, so he's taking it and using it regularly as well. Buy one bottle and get any IGF-1 product free with AutoShip, saving you an amazing 50% off. Go to tboostnow.com, tboostnow.com, and unleash your true potential with Man's Edge today. tboostnow.com. Check out IGF-1 and boost your testosterone. Jesse, I we're talking about LA for those that are just joining the live stream, or if you're watching after. We need to talk about this, because when I left Los Angeles for Texas, like over the last few years, I always tell people that I joke. I say Alex Jones was right. There's something in the water in LA, right? They have a word for the accent in LA. They call it the Valley Girl accent. I'm born and raised there. That's where I was raised up. And I always tell people, you know, I got these effeminate traits or things because in LA, there's not a lot of good examples of men. But the more, once I moved away, my voice started changing. It's still not fully there, but it became less feminine than it was. And I wondered, do you think that in LA, they're poisoning people to be gay? Or do you think it's demons that are making the men weak and beta males, or is it both? So are they poisoning people in LA to be weird? And did I get poisoned growing up there? Or is it just demons, like principalities, that like prevent men from being their most masculine or best version of themselves? Do you have an idea?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what they're doing to the waters, anything possible in LA, but I do know for sure and without a doubt that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And what I've come to realize is that all human beings around the world, and I counsel with men and women around the world of all races, is that they are angry. And in that fallen state of anger, they can't really see what's going on. They're living in their imagination. And as you've heard me say, all thoughts are all lies all the time. And they have been, they're living in their thoughts and emotions. And anyone who has anger is evil and cannot be trusted, because they are not of God at all. They're of their father, the devil. And so what I've come to understand is that, you know, God said that we must be born again. All human beings must overcome their mothers and return to their fathers. And any male that has anger is a female. He's a woman. And that's why he must be born again of his father. And I've had, over the last couple of years or so, I can't tell you the number of Black males and females, along with other races, who did not realize that their anger was coming from the mother, they thought that it was coming from the father, but it was coming from their mother because you become like what you hate. And they have been told that it was their father that they were angry at. And when they heard me say, you got to forgive your mother and your father, forgive your mother for turning you away from your father and your father for not protecting you from your mother, because men, they end up getting married to women or making babies with women who are just like their mothers. You're attracted to what you hate. And so I have urged them, all people really, because I counsel with men and women around the world, to go and forgive their mothers. And forgiveness is not about saying, I'm sorry for whatever, right? It's admitting that you have that anger. Anyone that has anger is evil. There is no love in anger. And God even said, or Christ said, you cannot trust an angry person. I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your sister, your brothers, your so-called friends, your husband, your wife. You cannot trust a person with anger, because they are all about themselves. They have no love about you, and they are not about you, not even their children. Women don't love their children anymore because they have anger. They have a big ego. And so a lot of Black Americans and African and other places have heard about forgiveness, and they have started to realize that it was never racism. It was never the white man keeping them down, but it was their mothers who turned them away from their fathers and recreated them in their image. And that's why the Black men and women have been so angry. And those who have gone and said, I'm sorry for being angry at you, I realize you couldn't help yourself, they're starting to wake up, man, and things are starting to change slowly but surely. It has started to change. They're starting to realize that it's a spiritual battle and not a physical battle.
I happen to agree with you on this, but I want to know your take then on bitterness, because the Bible says that bitterness poisons the whole root. It talks about how, you know, at the source of everything. And, you know, I've had people in my life, and maybe people listening can also relate to this, who have blamed me for their issues falsely, even sometimes publicly, and then tried to destroy my life. And when it didn't work, they still continue to try every angle, in which angle they'll try to destroy my reputation or my marriage or my life, or, you know, or take away friends or, you know, money or whatever. And I noticed, I go, why are they so obsessed with me? And I realized, I prayed one day and God told me that they were bitter. But then check this out. This is why I need your advice. I realized that they might be bitter at me, but their continual like bitching, complaining, and the way they are might have also made me bitter back at them. So how does one let go of bitterness if you feel justified in not liking somebody because of what they do to you or how they treat you? How do you let go of that?
That's an amazing question. Number one, bitterness is anger. Bitter and anger, anyone that has anger has fear. And I'm not talking about the fear, practical fear of crossing the road or not going into a bad area, but I'm talking about inner fear. They have fear. And so fear is anger, anger is fear, and it's hatred. And anyone that has hatred is separated, turned away from God, and Satan is their father. And Satan is the father, the author of fear and anger. And anyone that has anger, anger destroys your everything about the body, everything, the cells, everything about the body, the bones of the body and everything, because it's pure evil. And there is no love in anger at all. Now, anger presents itself as a love, but it's a false emotional love. And that's why some people feel good. And then as soon as thought comes or something happens, they feel bad. So they're up and down emotionally because they have anger and eventually want to jump off a bridge somewhere. They're so up and down emotionally. And no human being can blame anyone for the way that they feel, because by the time you met them, they were already screwed up. Their mothers and or grandmothers screwed them up in the home when they're little children, by turning them away from their fathers and creating them in their image. And but when I promise you, once they forgive their mothers, realize the mother can help themselves. That's why it's important to get to know yourself. When you know yourself and see what's driving you mentally, psychologically, and emotionally, you're going to understand the world around you. But no one can blame you for what they feel. Their hell is inside of them. What they're feeling is inside of them. And no one is to blame for that. They have to see that, forgive, so that God can take those spirits, and they are spirits, out of them. And the only way that they're going to overcome it, they got to see it for themselves that they have this anger in their heart. Salvation is of the heart. They have this anger in their heart, and go and apologize to their parents for resenting them. The parents can help themselves. I promise you, God would take it away, but they can't blame anyone for it. And if you forgive them, God will forgive you. And so no matter what people say about you, how they come after you, what they try to do to hurt you, you would never be angry at them, because you will understand that they cannot help it. It's the spirit of evil that made a home in their imagination and emotion. So they can't blame you. You're not to blame. You're not to blame what someone else feel, what they're going through. They are to blame because they have refused to overcome their hell. And most people, a few will overcome that hell. They will get to know and understand from within. The kingdom of heaven is within. And they will overcome that hell. But most people love their inner hell, and then they love inflicting their hell upon others because it gives them a thrill. It's a false thrill, but it makes them feel good to think they're hurting someone because they are of their father evil. They have no love. But when they attack you, man, don't argue with them about it. Don't try to prove anything, because when you argue with the devil in your mind, it's just two devils arguing. And when you argue with the devil inside of others, it's just two devils arguing. And you can never prove to a devil that he's wrong. He or she is wrong. One other quick thing about that, which you got to realize, and you probably already have, is that the woman's, this is why the mothers bring the hell unto the children. The woman, God, is the God from below. And the man's God is the God above. And so the hell comes through the woman and passed down to the children. And then they grow up, and if they don't forgive their mothers, the men and the women, boys and girls, they will repeat the same hell, and they keep it going. But if they forgive their mothers, then God will forgive them and remove the hell and replace it with perfect love. Then you could start a new generation. But don't ever get mad at someone for attacking you. They cannot help it. They are miserable. They are in fear and anger, and they are trying to make themselves feel better.
I really like that word, because I think as we're talking about this, I wanted to get your opinion on a few things, Jesse, that are confusing me recently about being a man. And one of those things is about voting. Do you think elections still matter in the U.S. before we even talk about Trump? Is voting real? Does that work?
In all honesty, I don't think it matters anymore. And as you know, at one time I was a Democrat, and I switched over once I read the Republican platform. It was more about God, family, Constitution, Second Amendment, freedom, right? But now the Republican Party is no different than the Democratic Party. And the only reason I'm voting Republican this time is for Donald Trump. There's not one other Republican that I would vote for. And so I'm voting for Donald Trump, but we have a one-party system in our country now. And the representatives are about themselves. They don't care about the voters. Any Republican pretend to care, but when you really look at it, they haven't done anything about the borders. Illegal aliens are coming in like now they're going north. As Donald Trump said, they're coming from asshole countries. They're bringing drugs and crime and everything. They haven't done anything about bringing the police office back, funding the police officers. They haven't done anything about crime. And they pretend they want to do something, but they have not. And every time it's time to vote to send money to Ukraine, the Republicans go along with it. We really have a one-party system now. And again, I love voting. I believe in voting, but there's no one to vote for except Donald Trump at this time.
I agree with you. And because I'm on the Trump train, I don't want to play this whole questioning the great white hope, but I wanted to get your opinion on this. If you could bring up my screen here, Brian. Richard Grenell, who used to work on the Trump campaign, said that Donald Trump's global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality made more progress than Joe Biden has. The Biden team mocked Trump for taking it up, but a few countries have gotten worse under Biden. Trump made progress. Biden slid backwards. State Jessica Stearns can't get people to work with her on Biden. This started looking into this issue, but immediately dropped it once the facts showed that her guy Joe Biden dialed it back. Shame on you, Liz. And this is in response to a story that Iraq is moving towards drafting a law imposing the death penalty or life imprisonment for same-sex relations. I want to vote for Trump, but why? Someone told me that Trump tried to decriminalize homosexuality because the CIA had put a bunch of gay leaders in offices, like in different countries, and they're using it as blackmail, and the countries are just trying to criminalize homosexuality so that they can kick out their corrupt leaders that the CIA put in, all the gay ones. Why do you think Donald Trump was trying to decriminalize homosexuality? I remember that, and I just thought that was really weird, and they're bringing it back up again as one of his accomplishments. Why was Trump trying to do that?
Well, I had never heard that before, so I can't really comment on it. But I do want to know, I want you to know that they're saying the same thing about abortion. Trump said, let's turn the abortion issue back over to the states, right? So I'm not familiar with that, and I don't know. But one thing I do know is that Donald Trump, I believe at one time he was a liberal. I'm not sure. I didn't really know a lot about the Great White Hope until I heard about him. He had a TV show, but I never watched the show. And I didn't really know about him until he came down the stairways the first time and announced that he was running for president. And that's when I really started paying attention to him. And I noticed that Donald Trump is one of the smartest, wisest men that you ever want to know or that you have ever known, other than Jesus Christ himself. And so Donald Trump tend to know how to make things work. He tend to know the right words to say, the right things to do. And there were some people saying that Donald Trump may choose a woman as vice president with him. I don't agree with that. I don't think that he should, because women were not created to be leaders. They were created to be followers. God and Christ and man over woman, woman over children. Women were not created to be leaders. And so I do not agree with that. But because I know, I believe what he would do for America as far as jobs and protection, shut the border down, bringing back the police and bringing back bail bonds and things like that, I still support him. But I don't agree with him with all things, especially some of the social things, but I just want him to put back my country. I don't care whatever he's into.
No, yeah, I'm with you on that too. I think he's from New York. And I always tell people that I have a conservative mind, but a liberal personality, meaning like, because I was born in LA, there's just like liberal things that I have to sort of grow out of. And I think maybe he started late. Maybe he just started when he was older. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. So he might've just been liberal for too long that some of these things like aren't really going to change in his life, or maybe I have a better chance. Cause I was going to say this. So I want to talk to you about with why men aren't starting families and about your thoughts on marriage, with young men not wanting to get married. A recent stat came out that 40% of young men under 25 are not even interested or even thinking about marriage. It's not on their radar. I'm going to talk about that. But before we get into that, I need to give a huge shout out to one of our sponsors for today. Guys, this is absolutely incredible time in life. It's not a matter of if something crazy is going to happen, but it's when. And right now with the Wellness Company, they are offering emergency kits for you and your family to be prepared for whatever comes ahead. Now, This is not just a first aid kit. Yes, you can get first aid kits from them. You should order one of these, have these in your car. This is not just a travel emergency kit, which is great and small and can help you with your Band-Aids, everything you need. This is actually antibiotics and ivermectin, drugs that were made illegal or were restricted during COVID, and they've been made available to you very, very easily without having to have insurance for an affordable price. Right now, you can get ivermectin, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and more. It'll get delivered straight to your door. It's all legal, fully credible, and high-quality products. I hope you never have to use this, but in the case there is an issue where you get an infection, just practically speaking, this can help you not spend $500 at an emergency room, so you already paid for it and way more. You don't have to make an appointment at the hospital and try to get in line, especially if you live somewhere crazy, like you know, where you can't get any spots like in L.A., and you don't have to pay any copays or be around sick people. Get yourself an emergency kit for you, yourself, and your family to be prepared. If you don't have one of these, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to twc.health/offensive. That's twc.health/offensive. Use my promo code offensive for 10% off. Do not wait until it's too late. Get one of these emergency kits and be prepared for the next emergency today. My guest is Jesse Lee Peterson. If you're just joining, remembering that you can click, his links are in the description. You can follow his show. You can follow him on social media. He is amazing. And we will be doing some work in person, but I got to talk to you about this. So I've been out here, particularly in Australia. I started my family. I had my son. I'm really glad that I had a firstborn son.
Real man made boys first.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a secret to making boys first. When I was growing up, the older guys used to tell the younger guys the secret to making boys first. And so my first child was a boy. And everyone I know, especially in my age range, everyone I know, their first child was a boy because we were told the secret while growing up. But I don't think older guys tell the younger guys the secret to making boys first. And now you have all these girls first and only beta males make girls first. Real men make boys first.
You know what? I actually agree with you. And to anyone listening, if you had a girl first, you're a beta. I know the secret too, because we were told how to have a boy first. Yeah. And we did exactly what they said, and I believe that it worked. What did you do? Are you allowed to say it? Is it for family friendly? Can you say it?
It's not family friendly. But
it's okay, though.
I can tell you this. So I remember when I was dating this girl, I was in the 12th grade. She was in the 11th grade. And so I was graduating, she was going to the 12th grade. And we were dating. And we had been making out in the car over out in the woods and everywhere down in Alabama. And so I was living with my uncle and aunt at the time, and they were going out of town. And I said, okay, my family members going out of town, I'm going to have the house to myself. And when they leave, we're going to go to my house, and we're going to get in bed and have sex like adults, you know, in bed. And because I knew the secret to making a boy first, I told her after all said and done, I said, you are pregnant and it's a boy. I knew it was a boy. She's like, what? I'm like, it's a boy. And lo and behold, it was a boy. And now my great-granddaughter, I don't know if her husband knows the secret or not, but they got married and now they have three boys. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it actually is, because I spoke to a friend of mine who had three boys in a row, and they told us what to do, and we did it, and we had a boy. And you have to do it, because look, I don't even know what's scientifically accurate about what they say, but it worked for me. And every friend I know who didn't do those things or just like went whatever, they ended up having a girl first. So, and everyone seems to be having girls today first. Yeah. Because everyone I know had a girl first. Betas. They're all betas.
What a mess.
Yeah. It literally, but that's what I was going to say. So I think if men knew that they could have a boy for their first child, they would have kids quicker. They would be like, absolutely. Oh yeah. Right?
Absolutely. And they absolutely can, if they knew the secret, they can actually make boys first. As a matter of fact, you can make them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if you really knew the secret. But once you get a boy first, you're kind of okay with the girls after that, right? But my grandfather, he had tons of boys first. And some girls too, but tons of boys.
Can you tell your secret? We might have different secrets. Can you say it? It's after 10 p.m. Eastern time, so we're not on. This show. My show's not for kids. I tell people it's for adults only, or with adult supervision. So this is an adult show. You tell people are asking what your secret is. I'll share the secret too, but I want to know what your secret is because maybe we have a different one and we can help people.
But see, I'm going to be promoting this show on my channel with everybody and their mama. And so we have all ages of kids.
All right. I'll tell you this. If you want to know the secret sauce, you've got to go to the Telegram because I'll drop some secret sauce in the slightly offensive Telegram. That's what I'll do later. I'll write it in text and give a little secret sauce. I was going to say I'm actually hoping as well as we're growing our family, I want to have more boys because let's talk about marriage. This is a very serious topic here.
Let me just say that. Are you married to a white woman?
Oh, yeah. Why? What else?
We need more white babies. So you guys make as many white babies as possible because over here in the U.S., we've been told that white people will become the minority in a couple more years. And I tremble at that idea that white people will become the minority because if they do, it's over for America. It's nothing. Because if you really pay attention to people of color, they're not innovated. They're not motivated. They don't really create stuff. They just follow behind the white people and they take their stuff and they destroy it. So, and that's why we have in July, we celebrate White History Month. And this is our 7th year coming up of celebrating White History Month because we want to remind white people, rather than having abortions and not having children, y'all need to have as many white babies as possible because white people are the most hated for whatever reason. And I don't understand. I do understand why, but it's not fair. It's not right. White people are the most hated species on this side of heaven for no reason at all. And they blame all the people of color, blame you for their failure, blame you for their inability to take care of themselves and do for themselves. They think that white people are so superior, they call them white supremacy. So they're like worshiping the white people by believing that whites are better than them. And rather than trying to learn from you, well, how do you do that? How do you do this? Why are you so innovative? They try to destroy out of jealousy rather than learning from you. So make sure you and your wife have as many white babies as the Lord say so.
Heck yeah. You know what though? That's true. I think we're shooting for 6. That's what we're going to try for 6. But I put that up there. That's I have a little blonde hair, blue-eyed little Aryan king here. And that's the wife there. That's on our family farm. And that's nice. The new baby goats. He's helping the goats give birth. And these are not satanic goats, though. These are like good goats, like biblically holy goats that give
milk.
That's
great.
But yeah, we have the whole thing down there, and we're gonna keep going because what I want to ask you on this. So we know people are not having babies, people are not getting married until later. Do you think that with the current state of divorce laws, that currently, as the state defines it, the fact that you have to involve the state in marriage, that marriage is the best option for young men going forward? Is marriage still the best option considering that most men are not getting married? What's your thoughts?
No, it's not, especially right now. And I'm sure the state thing has something to do with it, but women have been, because they have big egos, they have been made to feel and believe that they're equal to men, and they're not. And so women are being used for votes. They'll be used to make money from in the different companies and government. They'll be used, so they've been made to believe that they're equal to men. And as a result of being equal to men, they don't want to obey their husbands. They don't want to stay home and be a wife and a mother. They want to be in competition with the man. They don't even like being home, being a wife and a mother now. It's hard to find that. And so a lot of men, they're saying no to that because they're looking for wives, women that will obey them, will be willing to be home and watch over their children and educate them because the public schools are out of control. And they want women that's going to be in that order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman and woman over children. And because of that, I can tell you, I do a lot of counseling. My schedule is so booked up for counseling with men and women around the world, all people really. And the horrible, horrible misery that these women are bringing up on their husbands is mind-blowing. They're accusing them of being violent. They're having them arrested. In many cases, they're lying. They're taking the man's children away from him. They are emotionally, men should not be emotionally anyway, but emotionally destroying the men. And so it's not easy for men today because women's egos have been stroked and they think they're equal to men and they're trying to turn the man into the woman and they want to pretend that they're the man. So it just doesn't work right now. Hopefully down the road, as men overcome the father state, overcome their mothers and return to their fathers, they would become strong inwardly, and then God will add the right woman unto them, and they will have a marriage that will last until death do them part. But right now, that's not going to work.
Well, so this is what I think is interesting, is like my wife and I actually got married originally in the church, like before we got married before it was like legal, right? Is that bad to get married under a pastor and then sign paperwork later? Is that a bad thing to get married under God? Should you have to do the state up front?
No, the state marriages are just about money and control. God did not have anyone sign a contract. He just brought men and women together, married them, and they made a promise to be love one another, to treat each other the way they're being treated by God. And but they didn't sign paper. That's the government thing.
Well, okay, so this is what I want to know. So unironically, people throw a lot of stones my way, and I get why. I kind of have a punchable face a little bit. You know, sometimes I even listen to myself. I'm like, well, yeah.
Be white.
I go, well, now what I've seen is that what really happened is people used to get really mad because they'd feel like I didn't deserve the life that I have, which I'm really grateful for. When I mean this, I'm not bragging about myself. I'm bragging about my wife. I have a really, really excellent wife. Why? Because she's extremely submissive. And now feminists mock that, like, oh, because you're a weak man, so you want a submissive wife. It's like, no, because I don't want to kill myself. That's why I want a submissive wife, because if I was married to you, oh, you couldn't handle me? Yeah, because you're a fucking bitch and you suck. No one's going to handle you. That's why you're on Twitter and you're making videos, because you can't find a husband because no one wants to marry you because you're a bitch. And that's the problem. But on top of that, it's like, no, I want a submissive wife because I also, it's like telling people like, oh, you want a glass of water? What are you, thirsty? It's like, yeah, it's good to drink water when you're thirsty. It's good for a woman to be submissive. And my wife is when I say this, she, you know, she cooks every night. She keeps the house clean, all natural birth. She reads her Bible every morning, goes to her girls group, goes to Pilates, stays in shape, you know, feeds my son well, raises him. Everyone always comments how he's well-behaved and mannered because she gives him the right attention, has him on a schedule. But I think this is what's crazy. My wife was a virgin when we got married. She actually never even kissed a boy. So I think that being a virgin is connected to being submissive in a marriage, or at least making it natural. Is that true? Or does virginity matter with women, or does virginity not matter when it comes to choosing a spouse?
100% it matters. A woman should be a virgin when she get married. And then a woman that get married a virgin, especially when she married a decent man like you, she would be more than happy to obey her husband and submit to her husband and love what's right, and she will have perfect peace. And when she have perfect peace, because the love is coming from God through Christ, through the man, to the children, through the woman, to the children, you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. And women who have had sex before marriage, they're very unhappy. They have been made to be sluts by slut makers, and they're looking for love because they didn't get the love of their fathers, and they're looking for men, the right kind of man, to love her rather than use her, because sex is not love. Sex is just sex. It's not love, right? And you will have a wife that the two of you will have a marriage that would last until death do you part, and it wouldn't be an argument. That doesn't mean you're going to always agree, but you wouldn't have fights and divorce and calling the cops and the mother trying to turn the children away from the father, because they would have done it the right way. That's why I tell women to work on themselves, forgive their mothers, forgive their fathers for not protecting them from the mothers and the mothers recreating them in anger. Overcome the anger, and I promise them, because it's natural for a woman to want a husband and kids, not to overly do it, but they naturally want to get married. But it's hard today, too, man, for a woman to find the right kind of man. So it's difficult for both of them. So when they do get together, they're trying to get love for one another, and neither one of them have love. They only have hate. And so they get married, and the real war start and it end in violence because there's no real love. They got to overcome the anger. For those women who have already had sex, don't judge yourself. You were looking for love, but forgive, and God will forgive you. And he will add the right kind of man unto you, and the right kind of woman will be added unto the man, and it'll be perfect love. And so those liberal women, those feminists who are upset about it, they're just jealous. Because inwardly, they want a husband. They want a man. They want someone that they can follow. But because they hate their fathers and their mothers, they can't find it. They only have hatred in their heart. So those women who are married, pay no attention to what they call you. They're just jealous. Their life is miserable. And they are living in their own hell. Every human being living his or her own hell until they decide to overcome it.
I think that's a really interesting point. You know, I actually now have a rule. Like, I'll never employ females again or work with them or anything like that. I'll never be friends with them because I've seen the subversive nature, you know, the ability, the desire to destroy, to tear down. And also when women are unruly and they're not under the authority of a good, like a strong man, right, you know, then they will blame, rather, if they're not taking care of their family, they will blame successful men for their problems, like black people blaming white people, right, for their problems. And even, I know this is going to offend some people, but even white people just blaming Jews, which Jews are responsible for a lot of bad in the world. But if you sit around here, and I always say this, and go, oh, you know, Jews run the world, they run the banking system, they run all this stuff. Okay, but is that why you're in credit card debt? Well, yeah, they targeted me when I was 18. Okay, well, before you can change the Federal Reserve and you can change everything, why don't you change your own life? Before you can change, you may not be able to kick the Federal Reserve out of the country, but you can pay off your credit card debt and stop buying food and get control of your finances. Oh, but I can't earn enough money. Well, are you making excuses or do you go figure it out? And I think a lot of people tend to have really dysfunctional personal lives. They're fatter than they should be. They're not reading as much as they should. They're not worshiping and praying to God. And this is all of us could be doing more. And then it's always like, yeah, but it's always some other big problem they can't solve that they like to focus on. And it might even be true. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's not true, but if you don't control your own self, then what good is it to criticize anything else? Because in the end, even if everyone's losing, you can still be a winner when you have self-mastery. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, you are 100% correct about that. And I tell people all the time as well, as an adult, whether male or female, you are responsible for your own life. And anyone that blames someone else for their life, the situation in their life, are weak, they're blind, and they cannot see. When you truly take responsibility for your own life, not one human being on earth can stop you. And that's why I tell the blacks to stop blaming the whites and the whites to stop blaming Jews, you could find there are people who have not returned to the Father. They're on the side of evil. And there are those who are working on themselves and return to the Father. They're on the side of good. So you can find good and evil in anyone. And yes, evil people, anyone that has anger is evil, cannot be trusted. Never trust an angry person. You have created evil in your own life because you worship evil instead of good. And you cannot blame anyone else. And I tell the white people, hey, stop blaming the Jews. Whatever they had done, that was on them. But it has nothing to do with you. I promise you, I grew up on, as you know, I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws. I remember for colors only signs, whites only signs, a drinking fountain. But because my parents and my grandparents taught me to be responsible and for my own life, and don't blame anyone else, it's a spiritual battle between good and evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Allahu-Abba-ism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism. No isms. It's good versus evil. And anyone that has anger is on the side of evil. You're evil. Those who overcome anger now on the side of good. You're of good. And when you take responsibility for your own life, nobody can stop you because God is with you. You have perfect love, perfect peace, and he will guide you. So stop blaming others and take responsibility for your own life. You are an individual. You're not a groupie. Groupies are weak. Groupies cannot think for themselves, not do for themselves. But when you're willing to stand alone and overcome anger, the world is yours. You are your world. You are your universe. And no one can stop you when you live your own life. It's amazing, man. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, but that's still, the thing is, though, I will blame the Jews for something. I think the chat even got a little confused there. It's not saying that what I'm saying is, it's not saying that Jews are not responsible for a lot, for the isms, for a lot of the things in the world. But if in the face of these things, you use that as an excuse.
Who's that? The Jews are coming.
I think that was a smoke alarm. I have my smoke alarm batteries are out. Every time I have a black person on the show, my smoke alarm goes off. The battery goes out.
What the?
It does. No, but I was going to say, no, it's what it is. I'm saying I've seen a lot of people who have immediate issues in their life that they could solve or work on. Like, it's true. You didn't create the housing market problem. And it's okay to talk about who created it. And it's good to try to fight that. However, if you accept defeat and go, well, then I'm just never going to be a homeowner. I'm never going to be able to afford it. That's loser mentality. You say, no, F that. I'm going to figure this out. No matter how hard things get, I will try to change my situation and I will try to help my country. But ultimately, if I just sit back and go like, well, it's all screwed and I'll never be great and I'll never own a home, you've accepted the pain that they've inflicted on you. You have to say no.
Yeah.
While I do speak about the truth and I do expose what's going on and I can blame whoever and they might be responsible, I need to, for my family, figure out how to get property. I need to figure it out. It might be tougher than my previous generation. I shouldn't be happy about it. I should want better for my kids. But damn well straight a hustle, I'm going to break out and I'm going to figure out how to get ahead. And sometimes the hard times create a stronger version of you. And that's what I think people don't realize, right?
Absolutely. Hard times, if you don't complain about them and know like, oh, poor me, why am I being attacked? It's like Donald Trump. Look what Donald Trump is going through. I don't know anybody other than Jesus Christ himself who can handle the hell that been put up on Donald Trump and is being put up on him. He doesn't have to run for president. He could go to the golf course and just play golf the rest of his life, but he's doing it because he believes in freedom, and he is not giving in to the attack. And I promise you, as you already know, every human being can live that way, but they got to overcome anger. Anger is your enemy. Anger is evil. All thoughts are all lies all the time. by anything. It's a practical thought, what you want to wear, what you want to eat. So you got to overcome the anger by forgiving your mother. Your mother, every human being have to forgive their mothers and forgive their fathers. Return to the father. That emptiness that you feel, that fear that you have, that lostness, it's a yearning for the father. And so you must forgive dad, mom, dad, I'm sorry for resenting you. God will forgive you and return you to the father. He will take away the fear, man, and you will be free. And then you will overcome the ego, meaning that you will overcome thoughts and emotions. All emotions are evil. That feeling of love and that feeling of hate, that feeling of fear, that good feeling is evil, but you can overcome it. Christ came and he bought us back. He wiped away all our sins. And once you forgive, salvation is of the heart. The rest is easy. That's amazing, right, man.
That is amazing. See, Jesse, that's why I like you a lot, because I think you've been level-headed and you've been through the storm and you've really seen what's going on. And anyone that can survive in LA for that long should get an award. If you can leave LA without being transgender, you know, in that interview that we did, it's so funny. Like, I used to have transgender friends and stuff, and then I realized that's just gay men. And then gay men are just like bitchy ass, and they're kind of annoying. Like, a lot of them, not all of them, but anyone that makes their sexuality their identity is extremely annoying. That's an obnoxious thing to do. And so what happened was, is I used to surround myself. I was like, oh, I'll work with women, I'll have women friends, and I'll have, you know, gay friends and trans friends and liberal friends. And guess how many of those people are still in my life? 95% of them, I just cut them all off at once. I went, you know what? You can't trust these people. They're fucking snakes. They're like rats. And they also, why do I want to surround myself with people who are going nowhere spiritually? They're not seeking anything. It doesn't mean I'm better than them or I'm perfect, right, or that somehow I cut them off because I don't sin or something like that. But it was going like, there's no reason why I need to leave myself open to the influence of people who just don't even care about life or don't care about me or are using me for advantages, using me for jobs and for opportunities and things, but will never get my back. And it's really hard to be surrounded by fake people. I want to conclude with you on something. I know you can only stay for an hour.
Let me just say something about that. Yeah. But the real ha-ha is the average Christian is like that. The average Christian have the same spirit that a transgender person has. The average Christian has the same spirit that a lesbian or a homosexual have, because the average Christian is angry. And anyone that's, even though they read the Bible, they quote the scriptures, they name the name of Jesus, but their hearts are far away from it because they still have anger. And they are worshiping the devil, pretending that they are worshiping God. And God said to never, ever, I don't care who it is, how much money they have, what color they have, you can never, ever trust an angry person. And the way you said you were treated by those people, the average Christian that has not overcome anger, whether it's a Christian, Muslim, Jew, Gentile, whatever, the average Christian that has anger would do exactly the same thing to you that those people have done to you, because anger is evil. They don't have love. They cannot be trusted.
You're 100% right. That's why I think I'm going more towards me joining an Orthodox church, I think, when I get back to the States, because I need to grow in my faith and with God. Like, genuinely, I want to close out the show with you because I know you're limited on time, but I need to give a shout out to one of our last sponsors before we do our final thoughts here. Just reminding you guys, I'm wearing a t-shirt from this company and they've been with us for a really long time. As you can see here, the t-shirts like fit pretty well. You know what I mean? Like, you can get, it's nice and snug. But like, this is a large and I'm 6'2". But it fits really well. It's got an American flag on the side. We're talking about UnderTAC. UnderTAC was just a boxer company. As you can see, they have the infantry brief, the recon brief. These are made with Modal, which is like a high fiber cotton, which essentially is like cotton on steroids. So it's cotton, but more breathable and wicks away water and also allows for it not to lose its elasticity. So it's really comfortable. But even if you already own some pairs, this company, you know, believes in free speech. They're a veteran, you know, they donate to veterans. They, you know, give these people use these boxers in special forces. They last a long time. Someone even said they were like, my boxers finally got a hole after a year. And then I was like, how did you use them if they got a hole after a year? And they're like, I'm in the actual military. I'm deployed. And so I was like, okay, so these work in deployment for a full year. I'm pretty sure we're doing less work with our boxers than deploying to the literal Middle East. Anyway, they last a really long time. I have gotten no holes in mine at all, and I've had some of my pairs for 4 years now. I think I might just throw them away because this 4 years is probably pretty old. But these new t-shirts and the clothes that they have are extremely comfortable, and you should get some. They're extremely nice. You can get a 3-pack. Don't worry about the prices on the screen. That's fake kangaroo dollars from Australia. So that's not even the money that you would be paying in US dollars. Check it out today. Go to undertac.com, UNDERTAC.com. Use promo code offensive20 to be able to get yourself 20% off. It's absolutely amazing. You should check it out today. Just so you know, if you want to fit into the shirts like I'm currently fitting to them, you're going to have to go to the gym 5 days a week, or you're not going to fit in them like that. You might still just look like a fat gay retard, but it'll still look good. Jesse's got that there. Jesse, I wanted to conclude with you because you're not staying for the full 2 hours of the show. Man, I feel like we've gotten into an era. I was speaking to a Muslim yesterday, which I'll talk about later in the show. She was Muslim. She had reverted. And it was really weird. Like you said, I had more in common with a Muslim woman watching her son, an immigrant Muslim woman, at a playground than I did with any of the white Australians that were standing around there. Because, and I'm not getting woke on us. I'm not promoting Islam. I'm not saying that Muslims are the answer to the West. Just hear me out here on this. She had changed to Islam during COVID. She was raised that way. And she said, you know, she wasn't vaccinated, all this stuff. And she brought up something. She said, you know, me and my husband, they're from Guinea, decided to stop being cowards and to start pursuing God. And yes, we have a different vision of what God is. But she said to me, she goes, you know, the biggest thing that I think is that has separated people today has not really been whether you're Christian or you're Muslim. It hasn't been if you're white or black. It's whether you are controlled and a coward or whether you are brave and you are a free thinker. And I really did register with that because she said cowards go to hell. You know, we believe cowards go to hell because if you go to church, you sing songs and you do stuff, but you don't demonstrate the power of God. You don't stand up for what's right. Churches closed down. Pastors that, you know, they sing and everything, they closed down their churches because the government sent them a letter and said, hey, there's a little virus. Don't get together and obey the Bible anymore. And they collapsed. Pastors got vaccinated against COVID. It was crazy. So we live in a crazy world. Do you agree with that? That's the last point. What do you say about the sin of men? Is the biggest issue that men are cowards? Or what is the biggest issues men are facing and how can they overcome those?
Good question, man. The biggest issue is that they have fear. And anyone that has fear is a coward because they're of their father, the devil. God does not give us a spirit of fear. And so I want your audience to know that if you have fear, men and women, you got to overcome the anger. And when the anger is gone, fear will disappear because fear is of the nature of evil. It's of the nature of the devil. And fear is what is controlling you to keep you from speaking up, keeping you from having perfect love and not judging, being honest, but not judging. It's keeping you in a cage, limiting your imagination, keeping you in a cage of bondage. And you'll walk around in this cage, listening to and consulting with evil and making all the wrong decisions. You're not going to be able to climb over that wall of fear until you forgive. You got to drop the anger. I counseled with a man just the other day, and he was telling me that he had, and so men and women tell me this all the time. They had gone and counseled with psychologists and therapists and counsels and with degrees. And people with degrees are dumb. They're intellectually dumb, right? They're of their father, the devil. And they heard me say, hey, if you want to be free, you want a clearer mind, you want to get rid of fear, you got to forgive your mothers. And all human beings must forgive them. I don't care what color, how much money you have, where you live, or how many degrees you have or don't have. When you forgive your mother for turning you away from your father impose her will on you, and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother, he couldn't help her. He was married to his mama. He was attracted to what he hate. God will forgive you. I promise you this. And he will take away the fear, and he will make you free. And then you'll be able to stand alone. You would not identify with anyone or anything but what is right. And the churches, the preachers are Pharisees. They don't have love. They only have fear because they too have not taken care of the glass on the inside. They only clean the glass on the outside, but they have not cleaned the glass on the inside. And that's why they have that fear. You can make them take the shot. You can make them do whatever the world wants them to do because they are not of God. They're of their father, the devil. But you got to drop the anger. Let no one tell you that anger is good. You don't need anger. It's not supposed to be with you. It's of evil. And it's in the thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. And emotion, you get the thoughts, you get the emotion. You get a so-called good thought, now you have a good feeling. You get a bad thought, now you have a bad feeling. If you didn't get the thoughts, you wouldn't have the feelings. You would have perfect love. So you must go and forgive. Drop the anger. Forgive your mama. Your mama is evil. Her mother did it to her, and her mother did it to her, but the buck stopped with you. When you forgive her, don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting them, and God will forgive you. He said, before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And I will forgive you. So don't ask for forgiveness. Apologize for judging, for being angry. And I promise you, you will go free. And any man that has anger is a woman. You have your mother's nature. You think and you feel emotional just like a woman. But you can overcome it when you forgive. Amazing.
Amazing. Jesse Lee Peterson, I love you, man. And we support you. And I think, you know, may God's blessing be with you. We have so much to cover. I'll hit you up. I'll hit you up when I'm back in the States. We have your producer's number and stuff, and we'll link up. Cause, I have still some friends out in LA and stuff. So I'll have to be out there. Plus, I'll have to, fly you out to one of our offices. You know, we have a studio in New York. We got a studio in Florida. And life's been really good, man. I meant to tell you this. I launched a new show, with a new network and stuff for like a little bit of an older audience, because I decided to sort of like kind of like tap into multiple audiences. That show's just done so many millions of views in its first month. It's the most views we've ever gotten on a project, literally ever, in a certain amount of time. But on top of that, one of my editors, my clippers, just wanted to let you know that he's been clipping you out and putting you all over TikTok and YouTube. And I think he said he got something like 50 million views or more on clips of you putting them out there. And he was really stoked that you were on tonight. His name is Angry Patriot Online. And he just wanted to say hello and let you know that he's been trying to get your message out, and it's gotten out to millions of people. And he really, really loves and supports you.
Amazing. Say thanks for me. I totally appreciate that. And I'm looking forward, man, to doing some work with you. Congratulations on what you're doing. And I'm not surprised to hear your success, because ever since I've known you, you've been a go-getter, man. I don't know you any other way. And so I'm not surprised at your growth and how things, and it's only going to get better because you're not giving up. No matter what challenge comes, you overcome it rather than allow it to overtake you. And that's the way to do it. So congratulations. I look forward to doing some great work with you, and, good talking to you again, man.
Jesse, good talking to you too, man. And I'll bring you something from Australia. This is gonna be completely awesome. I'll get you some sort of a black thing. I'll bring you some petrol from the gas station, and then you can sniff it with the Aboriginals.
Yeah. And I would give you my handicapped Santa Claus.
I would love it. We have a diversity collection. Jesse Lee, thanks so much for coming on. Have a great rest of the night, my friend.
You too, buddy. Amazing discussion. I enjoyed it.
Amazing. Thank you so much to Jesse Lee Peterson. What a legend. All right, we got more of the show to cover today. We're not done. The question is, actually, I'll just ask the chat. Are you guys done? Do you want me to wrap up the show, or do you just want me to keep going? Because I got a ton of stuff that we can cover, like really good stuff. But maybe you guys are burned out. You're just like, nah, let's end the stream. Let's just cap it out. JLP's gone. Let's end it. So one's in the chat if we should end the stream. Two's in the chat if we should just keep going and looking at videos and talking about Tucker Carlson derangement syndrome, the this new phrase, the woke right, that the Zionists are calling us. So everyone's saying, so we got a lot of ones in the chat. A lot of people are saying, let's just end the stream. Let's just be over. Let's just be done. Rumble's saying 222. All right, well, we're going to end the stream then on YouTube. A lot of people are putting ones in the chat on YouTube. So we'll end it on YouTube and X, and we'll keep it going on Rumble. So the vote is in. We'll keep it here on Rumble. Don't forget, guys, before we switch over, censored.tv, promo code OFFENSIVE, gets you 20% off a membership at Censored TV. We are demonetized even on Twitter now, which is crazy. We're demonetized like everywhere. And we only make a couple hundred bucks a month on YouTube, on Rumble. It doesn't pay anything at all. So check this out. Go to Censored TV. Use the membership offensive. You get this show with the ads cut out. Plus, there's so much more stuff. Look, you got Atheism Unstoppable, Wrong Opinion, Josh LaCash, Hardballs with Jim Goad, Gavin McGinnis. You get a lot of stuff here. So it's really good. And we take the time to cut out the ads. Plus, we are live right now, too, so you can watch. I don't think I can. Oh, I can't watch. I'm not signed in right on this computer. But yeah, but you can go ahead and you can get a membership. It really helps a lot. And I think it ends up being like $9 and something a month after the discount. So check it out. Make sure you get a membership, and you can also join the private chat directly at Locals, ElijahShaffer.locals.com, if you're watching there. Anyway, those of you guys, now I know a lot of you guys were saying you really like that song that the Discord members made, the 2000 song. Well, we're going to transition over to Rumble directly. I'm going to put this in the chat. And as we transition over there, I'm just going to take a quick 2-minute break. Apparently, they got back together and they made another song. So that's pretty crazy. They made another song. So instead of playing our normal transition music where we're transitioning over, based on popular demand and the amount of replies I got, because of so many of you guys loving listening to the other song as an intro, we are going to go ahead and play another song from the Slightly Offensive band who brought it together and made it for you guys. Brian, go ahead and let's transition. I'll see you over at rumble.com/slightlyoffensive or on Locals and on censored.tv. See you all there.
Hey, Tommy.
Oh! What up, Vince? Have you heard about Nightly Offensive with Elijah Shaffer?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me tell you about it. Steel microphone burning bright in the studio. Elijah wields the truth like a blade, where words ignite and shadows fade. Nightly offensive, under the spotlight, challenging the norm, he fights a good fight. No topic bar in this fierce fray, Elijah stands bold, come what may. Clash of minds, a heated brawl, no silent walls, debates enthrall. With every guest, a new battlefield, where secrets unveil and fates are sealed. Nightly offensive, under the spotlight, challenging the norm, he fights the good fight. No comic bar in this fierce spray, Elijah stands bold, come what may. In the depths of discourse, he dives deep, where many fear, but he'll not sleep. Through chaos and order, the quest goes on. Whoa, till the break of dawn, the truth is drawn. Echoes ring in hallowed halls, where challenge beckons and duty calls. Elijah's voice, a clarion call, to wake the slumbered one and all. Whoa! Nightly offensive, under the spotlight, challenging the norm, he fights the good fight. No topic bar in this fierce fray, Elijah stands bold, come what may. So tune in each night, let the world unfold. Nightly tales, bravely told. In the storm's eye calm, he'll stand. Elijah rules the mic in hand.
All right, we are so back here. I don't know what happened. I didn't hear it. I don't even know what it was, but I'm here and we're back and we've got to talk about some stuff. Welcome to Nightly Offensive. We're just going to kind of spitfire some stuff that's on top of my head. So I've been a bit disillusioned. If you guys don't know about this, there has been a split in the right wing. And in my opinion, it's a good split, right? This isn't like a divorce because mommy caught daddy watching porn too often or something like that. This is a divorce because mommy was trying to stab daddy and the kids, so they divorced and they left because they had a psycho bitch in the house. That's kind of what's happening. Essentially, what's happened is the right wing is sort of losing its homogeneity in the terms that the gatekeepers, these are the people who have defined what is acceptable speech. Now, people don't know this. I've worked in big conservative media. I still actively work in big conservative media with politicians, GOP members, big journalistic companies. In fact, the Gateway Pundit has more readership on their news site than past companies that I worked for. People don't know that, but it's true. So I work in this world, right? This is just one aspect of it. And the reality of this is that the people in charge, it's not enough that they just define what is acceptable speech. And essentially what that means is how you can get a job or make money in the right wing. That includes finding your own advertisers because they set the litmus for what's acceptable. But they will try to ruin your life. I'm not joking with you. Like, even if something bad happens on your own merit, they'll go to a media company, a liberal progressive one, shit on you to them and have hit pieces written about you. Even they'll even skew it or whatever to embarrass you or to cause problems. Like, this is what happens to Trump, right? They constantly, the pro DeSantis camp is always trying to, you know, make him look bad. This is a very common feature. And a lot of us are fucking sick of it. You know what I mean? We're sick of their fucking shit, for a lack of better words. We're genuinely tired of it. We're tired of the Israel dick sucking. I'm just going to go in here. We're tired of the Israel dick sucking. Look, you can believe as an evangelical Christian that when God said that he blessed Israel and blesses those who bless Israel, that he meant a Rothschild-funded state that hates Christians. Go ahead and believe that. I'm not against it. Go ahead. You can believe it. But stop trying to force me to believe what you believe, because a lot of us don't want to spend our tax dollars killing, you know, children in Gaza, okay? We don't want either people, oh, what about America and Iraq? Yeah, that was also Israeli wars as well. And we don't want to be spending our money, again, killing children for no reason. Those wars were stupid and preventable. If you remember, those were only instigated because of 9/11. And yes, that's another thing. We're allowed to question the official narrative. And this group of people, they basically began taking hold. This is the neocon, neo-lib side of the right wing, really began with a powerful push to push out what they would call truthers, right? So you had like Alex Jones would probably be the most prominent victim. There's so many other victims of this, including Gary Franchi of the Next News Network. If you want to get real political, we could name a ton of people, even before Alex, people that were pushed out. I mean, even, we might even include Ron Paul in this. Even you might even include him, even though he's technically still prominent. But when you started to question, like, 9/11 was maybe not a great plot by some Arab guy, that's not really what happened. They called you a truther, and they essentially said you weren't American, that you were not a patriot. And that same group has done this job of pushing federal narratives on us. And it's fucking annoying. Now, an example of that is so a lot of us, including myself, woke up one day and went, holy shit. Though the people around me are wealthy, though the people around me have money, though the people around me have control and they speak with confidence, they're actually retarded. And not the good kind of retarded. Like I can call them retards because I'm retarded too. So I'm retarded, but I realized like they say things confidently and there are things that I believe, but they're just not true. Or they don't even let you question them. And those also, I just want to remind you, almost every colleague of mine, when I used to work at certain media companies, got vaccinated. There were policies in every studio I went in for masks, and they complied with draconian rules and limited staff. Like, these people are just retarded. Like, they're just gay and retarded. Like, there's nothing else to say. Now, not all, but most submitted to this shit. And what I realized is that we're basically, it's a fake right wing. And I was fake right wing too. I was like neo-lib faggot is how I would describe it. And I have decided, I was like, you know, these people are in power and they're giving advice and they're deciding what we can talk about. And these things that we're talking about are not winning any minds. We're not winning the culture. We're not winning the economy. We're not winning the power of the government. And every time Republicans get into power, like current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, they end up rolling over like a little bitch. And everyone's like, oh, but you know, the same leader's like, but Mike Johnson's a good Christian guy and he's based and he's got a family. No, he's not, you fucking twat. He's not. He's a bought out, sold out slave to the Zionist regime that controls America. And you're a fucking, you just want clicks, you little snake. And so if you say something like that, this group of people will not only not call you a patriot, they will try to get you fired. And many still do try to ruin my life to this day. If people knew the extent to which some people have gone to, beyond what's even public, to try to destroy my life, you wouldn't be surprised, but it's nasty. It's really fucking nasty. So I have the right to be somewhat concerned because people have tried to get in the way of my ability to feed my family and employ the people who work for me and for them to feed their families because they don't like my opinions. And they're supposed to be on my side. So don't mind me if I get a little passionate here for a moment. But essentially, it's so fucking insane. It doesn't matter how credible you are, how much they've ridden your dick for years. If you go against this group, who is this group? It is the establishment of the right wing, the main talking heads, pretty much everybody who was pushing DeSantis and now flipping to Trump. It's the DeSantis camp. I'm not talking about normies. Look, if you just like DeSantis, I like DeSantis. I mean, he's a bought out Zionist, but I still like him. I mean, compared to other governors, he's doing a great job in Florida in a lot of areas. I'm not saying you're a retard for liking DeSantis. You can like him. I'm saying that the people who were just trying to undermine Trump, they're the establishment, the swamp. They're really, you can see radioactive slime sometimes on them if you get into the studio early enough in the morning. But these people are just, they're just selling us a pipe dream, man. They don't want to talk about the Federal Reserve, and they don't want to go into the deeper things on who's controlling what. And no, I'm not going to go on a rant blaming one group of people. What I'm saying is they were lying to us. And they have this like false sense of moral superiority. And that's what's so, I've seen it in person. You know, I meet these people, and like Andrew Tate says, they're all just fake and gay. So I'm not hanging out with these people ever again. I don't give a shit. Just to put into perspective, I even just got invited like to Mar-a-Lago again and twice already in the last year. And I was just like, I don't fucking care. I don't want to go to Mar-a-Lago. I don't want to hang out with politicians. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you guys. I'm doing my own thing. On top of that, so that you can't fucking ruin it again. I've had too many people ruin my shit for me to be retarded again. I'm not going to do that. That's why I like get equity in things now and, you know, play it smart, because too many people have just tried to fucking ruin my shit, and they have, and I'm not making the same mistake. You know what I mean? So when you get down to this, sorry for the cursing, guys. I tend to curse a lot more, or swear, I should say, when I'm passionate. I know I'm trying not to swear a lot on the show, but it is what it is. So the thing is, and by the way, and someone's like, oh, well, JLP, it's not the Jews. I didn't say it's not the Jews. I said, take control of your own life in spite of the Jews, in spite of Zionists, in spite of the Black community, in spite of the globalists, in spite of these people. Don't give up on your own life. That's all my message was. Is don't be like, oh, it's all over, and then get black-pilled and just give up. You know, it is kind of so over, but also not for you, right? You've got to say, fuck that, and you've got to go in that direction. So here's the deal. So Tucker Carlson comes out. We're going to talk about this Tucker Carlson and the woke right thing. Tucker Carlson goes on to Joe Rogan. And he talks about some narratives that shouldn't be controversial. Let's watch this clip here. Check this out. Listen to this, and we'll talk about this.
Well, you could say the same about the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, you could.
And you could say that we have to develop it like Oppenheimer felt before the Nazis did.
I love that. How'd that work? How'd that work?
Well,
I love, by the way, that people on my side, I'll just admit it, on the right, you know, have spent the last 80 years defending dropping nuclear weapons on civilians. Like, are you joking?
Right.
That's just like prima facie evil.
Yeah.
If you can't, well, if we hadn't done that, then this, that, the other thing, that was actually a great savings. Like, no, it's wrong to drop nuclear weapons on people. And if you find yourself arguing that it's a good thing to drop nuclear weapons on people, then you are evil. Like, it's not a tough one, right? Is that a hard call for you? It's not a hard call for me. So with that in mind, like, why would you want nuclear weapons? It's like just a mindless, childish sort of intellectual exercise to justify, like, oh, no, it's really good because someone else will get it. How about no? How about, like, spending all of your effort to prevent this from happening? Would you kill baby Hitler, you know, famously?
Right.
So I don't know why we're sitting back and allowing this to happen if we really believe it will extinguish the human race or enslave the human race. Like, how?
Okay, so basically he's just saying, like, right, we're sold a lot of lies. Like, I'm a Pearl Harbor truther. I don't find conspiracy in every corner, but usually when wars happen, it's the narrative that we're given is false, right? I do believe at least the U.S. allowed it to happen or even provoked it to happen so that they could get pulled out of isolationism. And I know that that Japan at the time somewhat was in a state of defense. People argue over this. But all Tucker's saying is, like, look, isn't it weird? And I was in this camp before, too, that, like, we have people that are like, hell yeah, we're bombing Iraq. And it's like, do you ever just sit to think back? Like, why did we bomb Iraq? It was a stable country, you know? We had two countries of similar size and strength, Iraq and Iran, next to each other, that were enemies, that sort of balance of power, that kept each other, you know, balanced. Syria with Bashar al-Assad, you had Libya with, Gaddafi. These were relatively stable and rich and powerful countries that, you know, we had no business being in, and we had no business bombing. I mean, what, even Afghanistan and Iraq, complete failures, right? We just destroyed these countries, destroyed them. And so, you know, you ask yourself with the military actions, just questioning the military industrial complex, questioning whether it was right to drop these bombs, has set the right wing off, right? And we saw this with Candace Owens. No shade to this gentleman here. Like, we both follow each other. I have no shade to John Cardillo. He's actually a really nice guy. But I find it interesting that when Tucker says this, and when Candace says these things, and John is great. I'm not even going to talk about him. I have no problem with him. I would love to catch up with him next time I see him. But John's like, in about a week, Candace and Tucker have gone from credible to 9/11 was an inside job. We faked the moon landing. Nazis and Japanese were the real victims of World War II. It's fascinating to me. This is what's kind of going on, is that my point is when you start asking questions, a lot of the people from the establishment will start to question your credibility. And that to me is very dangerous for two reasons. Number one, it stifles true intellectual curiosity, which they claim to promote and to, you know, not just promote, but claim to stand on, that they're the, you know, we're the free speech side that are looking for the truth. But number two is, it's funny because it reminds you of what gatekeeping is and what will happen if you ask the wrong questions, right? So it's also like a lesson to individuals. You know, don't question 9/11, because that would question all of American foreign policy for the last several decades. Don't question the moon landing, because that would question everything. And also, don't question the narrative on World War II, because that would unearth all of America's neoliberal global imperialistic policies. Now, I'm not a lefty, and this is what we're going to say. A lot of us are like, hey, what really happened in World War II, and what do we think about that? We ask, what really happened with 9/11, and why were we attacked with our own planes? I'm not going to go down that road right now. With the moon landing, why haven't we gone back? You know, why aren't we going back today? Why is Elon not going to the moon all the time? It's really a good question. Why are we trying to colonize Mars but not the moon? That's a really important question. What they say is, you're not credible. And they actually are now. Oh my gosh. Like, this is so crazy. Jeremy Boring, I don't know if he's, is he the CEO of Daily Wire anymore? Co-founder and, let's see right here. Co-founder and God King of Daily Wire, and Jeremy Razor's. Yeah, here he is. So he's the co-founder and God King of Real Daily Wire and Jeremy's Razors. He decided to shit talk Tucker Carlson. This is how petty things have gotten. People who deny the moon landing or suggest America is evil for its use of atomic weapons against Imperial Japan, or who say that George Bush was behind 9/11, actually hate this country. So those who are questioning government narratives, according to the Daily Wire, the official spokesperson, the God King himself, asking questions that counteract government official narratives makes you hate America. I want to show you how dangerous this thinking is and where it's led people, because we're always a little bit ahead of people on this stuff, and it's been pretty boring and status quo, but we're going to be ahead. We're going to get ahead of these con jobs. But I'm going to show you what they're planning. So I did just put here, you know, you can just tag Tucker Carlson next time so you don't have to subtweet him like a middle schooler. If I had to choose between Daily Wire and Tucker on who loves America more, not a foreign nation, I would put my bets on Tucker, and I'm sure the emerging right wing would agree, okay? A lot of people ratioed him, I think, in this post too. I think Jake Shields came out, unless it got hidden. Oh, it did. Well, Jake Shields ratioed the post. Ratios don't really matter. But it is what it is. So this is the official position of these people. This is what I'm sick of. They say that this is their new position. If you don't accept the official American narratives, then you hate America. So I would question, who are their investors? Did they have Israeli money behind them? These official Israeli narratives that have infiltrated the United States government to chill for Israel, they're backing this up. Now, this is fucking nuts. Because I was like, I've been telling you guys how bad Daily Wire is, like how absolutely dog shit, for the most part, they've become in terms of their credibility with actual facts, minus Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles. I think they're great people. But overall, the organization, we're talking about the news site and whatnot, these are the people running it. I'm going to explain to you why we're splintering, and it's not because we're trying to cause division. Before we get to that, check this out. Here's my son got a new pair of shoes, his first shoes. He got Converse because they didn't have Reeboks in his size. I wanted to give him Reeboks, but these are soft. Don't worry, they're not going to squish his toes. We know all about the science behind shoes. I thought it was funny because you're like, well, Jeremy Boring, when did this happen? Did Daily Wire just randomly become dog shit and just start giving like really, really bad takes? No. This has actually been going on for a very long time. I want to read you something that makes me laugh. I mean, it's just going to take me a second. I tweet a lot. So I need to go back to down here. Okay, keep going. Oh, yeah. So check this out. So I've been having beef with Daily Wire since the COVID. I remember I was at the Daily Wire studios a couple of years back when I was in the U.S. and Jeremy was not did not seem happy that I was in the studio. I said hello to him and he just like brushed me off and walked by. I was going on Candace Owens' show at the time, and then I was on Tim Pool with Matt Walsh. But this was his tweet back in 2021. This is when I was working for Blaze TV. And I was really taking a strong stance against the vaccines. And he said, I'm partial to the Janssen jab myself because it's less novel, but I think the mRNA doses are swell. The COVID vaccines are likely the greatest scientific achievement of our lifetimes, and I would require everyone to get vaccinated if I were a miserable fucking tyrant. And this is what I told people. I was like, dude, the Daily Wire promoted the vaccines. They're like, they never promoted vaccine mandates. I didn't say they promoted mandates. That's why I don't like this side of the right wing, because they'll give you enough truth. Like, well, we're not promoting mandates. Yeah, but you're promoting fucking poison. You con job. You're promoting poison. I don't attack anybody's personal lives on this show. I don't go after people's drama. I don't focus on rumors or gossip. I just go after what they say. And that's what I was doing during this time. I don't give a crap what they're doing in their personal lives per se. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if he got vaccinated. I don't care. I don't know. I'm just saying he was saying that it was this great scientific achievement. And that's what I meant when I said these people are actually retarded. You're going, dude, no. How could you not see that? And I've been kind of like, you know, I told people, I've made a studio in my house many, 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 many months. I talked about maybe moving to Georgia for a lot of time. I was thinking about moving internationally, you know, just like taking off, because I started to get really disillusioned with my own colleagues with this whole thing. It's like, I didn't want to just jump around or go to another company. I was like, you know, at my producer at the time, we were planning on maybe going independent, because I was kind of like, dude, I can't work in this anymore. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, things didn't, you know, the separation didn't go the way that I'd planned. But I will say that this is fucking bullshit, right? And I think there's a lot of people still working at these organizations that feel the same way I do. And I still feel in my heart that I can't talk about this stuff because these are like my colleagues. And it's like, fucking no, they're not. These people promoted death to my audience, you know, to the SOBs. I don't like calling my audience. It's so gay. It's cringe, you know, just to you guys, to real people. And like, I just don't understand. So we're calling this out, being like, hey, we're tired of being lied to and we're tired of being talked down to. So what did this group do? They've come up with this new term, and I want you to remember this if you're watching regularly, because you're going to see this a lot more in the near future. I guarantee it. It got rolled out this week around a bunch of these people, like this guy, what's his name? Constantine Kizin. Brian, I don't even know if you're switching anymore, because things just aren't even coming up. So I'm just taking over here. He's politically non-binary satirist, podcast. He's of the Trigger Pod. I do recognize him. Okay, I do know who this is. I've seen clips of his show before. He says the infighting on the right is a sign that the woke right is now emboldened. I don't follow him. Okay. This phrase, the woke right is now emboldened enough to try to take out the sensible right of the center majority. The difference is that the left let their woke tail wag their entire left-wing dog out of fear. The sensible right is putting up a fight. So this is the official position of these people. They consider people like myself, they're calling us woke now. I'm assuming it may be related to somewhat of the identitarian nature that comes from this side. Maybe they don't know what the word woke means and don't know that it's inherently left-wing. And they're like boomers, so they think that calling us woke is going to be like, whoa, I don't want to be woke. Maybe I'll go listen to these people. And you're like, you fucking retard. You have no idea what you're even talking about in this sense. Okay, so woke is inherently left. So you can't really compare the two sides, because what you're trying to say is that those who are leaning towards, I guess the assumption is towards like fascism or identitarianism are the same as Marxists. Like, people who want a nationalist society that's free of outside influence and control of their own countries, private ownership and law and order, because they realize that you guys have sold us out to these Zionists and these people that are out there that are not really solving our issues. That's the whole point. They're just like centralist liberals in the party, and they're not really driving us into a direction of solutions, that we are Marxists. It's fucking intellectually lazy. It's so disingenuous too, because people have pointed out this group, hey, you know, you guys are selling us out. And you guys aren't solving our problems. You guys are having retarded conversations with pseudo-intellectuals that are like, you know, the issue with the red pill movement. Fuck you, you dumb bitch. Like, you, what the fuck are we talking about? What even are these conversations? Okay? Like, I've just heard the most retarded shit in the last 48 hours that I'm going to fucking blow my brains out. You know what I mean? Just kidding. I'm not suicidal. But you go around and people are disillusioned and you're going, yeah, those are the wokies. So they called us truthers then, because recently they were calling us all anti-Semitic, and then it's not, that doesn't work anymore, okay? It doesn't work at all. It doesn't work, like literally at all. So they now are calling us the woke right to try to discourage people from being alongside of us. And so I wrote this, this response to him directly. Have you guys heard the silly new term, the woke right, that right-wing libs are pushing? This is that the establishment is calling us woke now. It's being used more often by the pseudo-intellectual types. They are losing relevance. And since shouting down at the fundamental side of the right wing didn't work, they're calling us woke now. And this did okay in traffic. Got 101,000 views. It's not great, but it's all right. Sensible right versus woke right is the funniest characterization of what's happening. Basically, there is a side of the right that sees how centrism and neoliberalism failed the West. They want to return to the values and customs that made us cohesive and strong. That's woke now. They basically sums up how I've seen the woke right used in context. Like this guy said, because this new faction of the right doesn't have a name, it makes it hard to attack. If they don't come up with the name that sticks, they will just have to debate the ideas. Yeah, so instead of telling us how we're wrong, they now just call us woke so they can dismiss us and feel morally superior. It's actually pretty fucking disgusting, but it's totally, it's like, to me, it's just another Zionist trap. Like, we're not anything. Like, it's like, what are you going to call me, a neo-Nazi? That's not accurate. What are you going to call me, a white supremacist? That's not accurate. You're going to call me a white nationalist? That's not accurate. And I don't have any problem with those types of people. But what I do say is that I don't have a problem with really anybody for what they believe. Believe whatever you're going to believe and be honest about it. I more have people that lie about what they believe. They're now calling us woke, and this is the new dismissive thing. They don't want to interact with wokies. So they would rather have liberals, like, invite Destiny on because he's not woke. You know what I mean? Destiny's not woke to them. They won't talk to us in the right wing. They won't even associate with us. They want to have real conversations and spark intellectual curiosity, but they don't want to engage with us. They're actually trying to pretend like we're not there, and now they're just writing us off. It's kind of sad in some ways. I was talking to Jake Shields about that. He's an MMA fighter. I don't go into my private conversations on air, but I was just saying, dude, isn't it funny how, like, Tucker Carlson, they're calling Tucker Carlson woke. Candace Owens is now woke. What do we all have in common? We're not fucking bought out retards. Sorry, I gotta stop cursing. It's just true, right? Like, it's just crazy. So I think it's just people who took the J pill are now considered woke. We're not anti-Semitic. We are woke. And it's like, it's funny. When I took the J pill, you know, I started working out more. I've gotten healthy. I'm a better father. I earn a better living for my family. I have more independence, more creative control over my work. Like, my life has just gotten better because I stopped being depressed faggot working for freaking people who have foreign interests outside of our country, feeling frustrated every day. Like, why am I not helping my audience? Why is nothing going, getting done? And it's like, oh, get views, have people watch, get likes, get views. And you're like, what if it's not about getting views? What if it's about impacting the narrative? What if it's about standing on principle and standing upon ideas? It's like, oh, well, you're a bad guy. All these guys are better than you. They're more moral than you. Are they? Is selling out your country to foreign countries moral? oh, well, they don't drink. They've never looked at porn. They've never been sexually promiscuous or anything. That's good. And I'm glad. And you know what? People should be more like them. And I don't preach my own holiness on the show. I never have. But I will say, I first want to tell you guys that I've done so many, you know, wrong and immoral things in my life. I'm not an example in that at all. But what I do see here is that I have rage inside of me, not anger, but rage at the fact that I was lied to for years. And now that's like, you're literally sponsoring a war. You're sending my tax dollars. $95 billion just got passed in the House. You want to tell me Mike Johnson is better than me while he sends our tax dollars to fund wars overseas and lets our country implode from the inside? Because they might have blackmail on him, according to Tucker. I don't know if it's true. It's just whatever. It's just insane, right? It's unpalatable to even consume what's really going on in the world. And as we try to digest it, they are now calling us woke. It's, you got to laugh. It's like, it's funny.
Jews, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But that's just the reality, you know? So we'll keep it. We'll keep it as that. So I appreciate it. All right. I'm getting heated and getting out of breath there. One of the things is I really got to change that battery. Every time a black person comes on the show, my smoke alarms go off. I wonder what it is. I don't even think you guys are ready for the in-person discussions that we're going to be having soon with really big guests and some of the stuff we're going to be doing. I don't think you're even prepared for what's going to be happening in the election. It's going to be amazing. But I think when I look at this and I see these people, it's just so intellectually dishonest. And this is how I feel sometimes. You know how I feel? Check this out.
To the day you fucking die! Bomb you! Bomb you! Bomb you! Bomb you! Kill you! Kill you! Kill you! Call the feds on me, you fucking liar!
Poor Daniel Larson. I hope apparently he's in jail right now, so I hope he gets the help that he needs. So that being said, in the limelight, in the midst of everything, one of the main things that I want to point out is that, like, we're a growing faction, though. You guys watching the show, we're not like just traditional racists, anti-Semites, you know, like you can just put us in a box. We're actually on a path to truth, and we're figuring out life, and we're questioning the lies we've been told, and it's not going to work. So they're losing relevance. They're losing the next generation. I watched this representative, a Democrat representative. I am not joking with you on this. Listen to this. On the House floor, I don't even know if I have the clip of it. On the House floor, a Democrat representative was arguing for money to Israel and Ukraine. Track with me here. And you got to look at the clip. It's so funny. He's explaining why we need to send $60 billion, more dollars, to Ukraine. And he says, we must stop Putin, the dictator. He is evil. He's targeting buildings with civilians in them. He's targeting schools. He's bombing civilians. He's killing children. What kind of tyrant, what kind of nation would we be if we allowed a country to do that? We must send money to Ukraine and Israel. I'm like, dog. Ukraine was targeting and shelling civilian buildings for the last 10 years before the war started. Okay, they've been in a civil war theoretically for a lot longer than that. Even back to like 2004, but definitely 2012, right? Which is why Crimea was annexed. They were bombing the Russians. The Russians came to liberate the Russians that were there. And you are saying that Putin is evil, so we need to send money to Ukraine and Israel, who is doing worse things than Putin's doing, so then we should be fighting Israel then? It's so funny to listen to these fucking idiots moronically talk about their contradictory beliefs. And this is why I always say, what you'll notice, there's been a few hit pieces that came out. By the way, this is one of the new ones too. People were saying I don't work anywhere. I don't know. I guess I'm slightly unemployed now. I just thought that was funny. But I want to go to something important here because there's been quite a bit of hit articles out recently. And, you know, I think they're kind of funny. They always come after my character, right? They're always trying to make people think I'm a bad guy. I'm immoral. I'm evil. I'm bad. But they never say that I'm wrong, you know? And they never say that I'm incorrect. And so it's like they don't even try anymore to like tell me like they did just release this one article. I'm gonna see if I can find it here because I'm like blocked from the page. Oh yeah, so here's one of them. There's two of them, but this is the title here that Elijah Schaefer claims that racism's a good thing. Elijah Schaefer is a racist, anti-LGBTQ, and anti-Semitic propagandist. They keep changing this. I used to be a conspiracy theorist. Now I'm a propagandist, which I like that. I can take that. It's pretty nice. I mean, I don't know if I would really say. I don't think I'm there yet, you know, but I mean, whatever. Who has openly defended white nationalists. Like, is that a bad thing? As such, it was unsurprising that Schaefer used his Rumble show, slightly offensive. It's a censored TV show, by the way, to tell his audience that they should wear accusations of racism as a badge of honor and that racism's a good thing. Yeah. Okay. Is that a hit piece? It's just true, right? If they call you a racist, it just means you probably notice patterns. So that's all I think. But on the flip side, sorry, I'm like pretty sore. My back, I've been going to the gym a lot. And so my back is like, it's not sore in a bad way. It's just like, I need some lumbar support. You know what I mean? Cause you're just like, you just kind of feel like kind of like just tight, you know, from the gym some days. And you're just like, I'll probably go on a good cut too. In a few months. I know it's like I should be going on it now for summer, but with my travel schedule coming up, there's no way I'm going to be on a cut and on a proper diet. So I'm just going to lift heavy and lose some of the baby fluff later. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of going hard and kind of like trying to get bigger, you know, so I can fucking mog the bitches, you know?
I'm going to come.
Nah, but I'm not actually trying to mock. It's more like I'm just sick and tired of people. And like, there's some people I want to break their nose. So I want to make sure that if I ever see them again, I can fucking do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a violent person, so don't get me wrong, but there are definitely some people who deserve to be punched in the fucking face, you know, at this point in my life, you know?
Can you imagine?
That's just the truth.
Yeah,
that's just the truth. And it's fun, right? It's fun to mog on like libs and shit. It's just fun. However, on the flip side of this, it's just gotten to such a place of I think my testosterone levels are going up. That's true. I really do. I think they're just going up. So I think I'm just like kind of done. Like I just stopped fucking taking shit. Do you know how many people I've fucking cut off? Fucking chewed out and just like live my independent life. And I just ignore people. I don't take shit anymore. I just ignore people now. I just like don't even care. Like I just don't even care. People say whatever the fuck they want now. I don't even care.
That's great.
I don't give a shit. Because I just don't think I have any time to care. I got real shit to take care of. And I think that we're winning. And I know that because the projects I'm working on are amazing and the stuff that we're going to be doing is so great. But I also recognize that you can't be canceled in 2024. You just can't be. All people can do is just make your life harder. But you can always, sorry, this starts to hurt my ear too. You can always get around them, you know, really easy. So we'll leave that up. Dude, I'm loving so, you guys are crazy in the
Do
chat.
You love black people? Do you love black people?
Yeah. Shout out to the Censor chat. Don't forget you can get a membership there at censor.tv. They make the show possible. Promo code offensive. It's so vital that you do that. I'm going to be doing some traveling this week as well. I'll be down in Canberra. Canberra? Is that how you say it? I'm sorry. I'm not a fucking Australian and people always give me shit out here. I'm an American, so I speak weird too, even in America. But Canberra? Canberra? They'd probably say Canberra. Canberra.
But Canberra, I'm going to be down in Canberra, the capital of Australia, at the end of the week. So I'll probably be doing my shows from my hotel room. I'm going to be visiting my brother-in-law's flying in there from Sydney. And we're going to go hang out in the capital for a couple days, take care of some business, you know, have a good time. So that's going to be good. But on the flip side of things, I'm just saying, I got to feel good. I got to get my life together spiritually. It goes back and forth, but I think that's going to be the best bet, is to go there and to get better spiritually and to get into an Orthodox church, get enrolled in some sort of like men's accountability and like program, because I'm just so sick of these fucking people. They just don't go away, you know? And so at this point, it's like, maybe I'll just break your nose if I see you again type of feeling. I don't know if anyone has that feeling. But I also think that working out has filled me with like this like drive again. Like I feel like I have this drive to just like fucking mog. I don't know if anyone feels like that. It's just like, I feel like explosive energy. It's crazy. Debstep says it's Canberra. 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 Canberra? I don't know. As an American, I would say Canberra, but that's just American in me. It's Canberra. Canberra. All right, cool. Thanks for the Australian in the chat. Shout out to everybody there as well. We'll keep this. I'm just kind of like wanting to win. Someone said, don't feed the trolls. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to live in peace. All right. I think we're good to wrap it up. I got to go. I'm going to film three shows for VNN and a show for the Gateway Pundit right now as well. So I got quite a few hours of recording and writing and stuff to be doing. Plus, I think I got to go make some, I got to make some content as well for the wellness company. It is weird being in a large studio by yourself, by the way. Studio's not that large. It's maybe like, I think I looked it up. It's like 700 square feet, 740 square feet. But it's just me in here. So it's always just weird being in this random room by yourself. Nobody's around. Thank you so much for everyone for always sticking around. My hope this year is that we can get our live show on Rumble up to 2,000 regularly by the end of the year. That's the goal. I'm going to have to work hard on that. I don't want to get that up. So I think I'm going to have to start doing more street content, more debates in person, a lot of good stuff. And I think the numbers will get up there, because there's, you know, if our YouTube was where it should be, we would have thousands on YouTube, but we're just, that channel is so fucked. It's not even worth it at this point. I don't know if I should use it still. I guess we'll just keep a presence there, but we'll keep the show mostly rolling everywhere else. Love you guys. Those of you that are in the chat, we do love the live chat. Shout out to the locals. Locals sent in some. Here, let me actually go here to locals, because you guys put memes and you like to make fun of me, which is fantastic. And usually there's pictures and I've been not showing them. So that's not good. If you guys are going to tip and show pictures, I'll read them. Can we get zoom this in? Wait. All right. Primetime Pimp said, is the ultimate winner of modern marriage in America the divorce lawyers? Over half of marriages end in divorce, 80% initiated by women. Sounds like a wonderful way to lose all your assets and custody of your children. No fault divorce ended the man. What a mess. Yeah. You know, I don't believe in divorce for really any reason at all, except in the case where you're physically violent. So I'm pretty, I don't know. Marriages could survive anything you want them to. Primetime Pimps, an excellent show. JLP is an inspiration. 1 million white babies born. Amazing. Debstup sent $20, said, happy belated birthday to this lesbian. Check this out. We got clips for me and a trans flag. It's pretty good here. Clips for me there. When was that? That should just be my thumbnail from now on. Is that me as Greta Thunberg? Greta. Greta. Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg. Drummer Merck said Iraq was going to sell oil to other countries, pounds, and Iraqi money. So we go in to protect the Jewish banks because the fall of oil means the fall of the Jewish bank control Vietnam. Pretty much all wars are to protect the petrodollar fiat currency. And I don't know. Maybe there's some more here. Yeah, Spaghetti Edwards and Elijah, it's a few months late for the secret tip. My baby girl is due in November. Ah, Spaghetti Edward, congratulations. Congratulations to you on your girl. That is, being a father is the greatest effort. And I have no idea if you're a man or you're a woman. But congratulations. Also, Doomsday Cracker in the chat just got married. So shout out to Doomsday Cracker. That's really good. It's probably why he's not in here. He's probably having marital sex, which is great. Good for him. I don't think we had any super chats in the Rumble, did we? We had no Rumble rants today. That's weird. I'm surprised people didn't send Rumble rants wanting to ask JLP for anything. That doesn't seem like... Oh, put links in your other shows in the vid. Yeah, yeah, I can actually. That's pretty good. I will. So that's good. I guess I should. I'll ask them if I can do that. M. Dorman said, love your show, Elijah. Some of the chat, making white babies. Someone said, Corn Pop Defense said, you can take Iligar out of LA, but you can't take the LA out of Iligar. And then to read some of the censored chat as well. Censored chat. I told you, I have an in-person meeting with them coming up. So I'm going to try to get fixed the chat and the stuff that I've been trying to get done. I'm going to just be like, dude, we got to get this shit done. You know, there's like, I don't know what's going on there, but let me get in there. Shout out. Who's in to Owen toaster, something, Redwater, Poovwall. Yeah, I wasn't logged in to censored tonight because this computer where this is, where my normally logged in, for some reason, it's just not logging in. So I don't know what was going on there, but it's not logging in. So that's got to be my problem. Although there wasn't a lot of users in the chat tonight on Censored, but there should have been. Shout out to everybody everywhere all the time. You guys are amazing. I really appreciate you guys. You guys have been incredible. I've been really appreciative of everything you've been doing. Don't forget here. What is this? Is this me? Is this me as a black mermaid, a mermiga? Am I a mermiga? Damn. I look good as a black. I could be a real good black. I would be a good black, you know what I mean? I'm a mermiga, dancing in the sea. Got my hands out, how do I pee? Do I unzip my fish tail or do I pee out the end? That's what I want to know. How do mermigas pee? Have you ever thought about that? Is there a zipper or is there a cloaca? Cloaca. I don't know. All right. This is the part of the show where we've gone 2 hours, so I just like start losing my mind. And this... just is like not a good representation of me, and I just lose it, right? This always happens after the 2 hour mark. I just lose my mind. Yeah. That mermaid stole my fishing pole. So funny. All right. Have a great rest of the week, guys. Shout out to censor.tv. Shout out to Locals. Shout out to Rumble. Shout out. Big up. You know the rules. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you guys Wednesday night. Dave Landau is supposed to be on the show, but he's called out every time he was supposed to be on last minute. So I don't think it's anything personal. I just think he's a comedian. So hopefully Dave Landau's on. That'll be great. Have a wonderful night. Enjoy your sleep, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.